It was arguably the darkest day for dairying in Australia in 2016 when the two dairy processing giants Murray Goulburn and Fonterra announced clawbacks, claiming they'd overpaid dairy farmers and wanted them to return to what amounted to millions of dollars. It was the nail in the coffin for Murray Goulburn, which was sold to Canadian processor Saputo. But farmers who were supplying Fonterra are now being urged to join a class action case. Adley Bernsteiner lawyer David Bernsteiner joins us. David, how many Fonterra suppliers were asked to pay the company back?
It's in the order, Libby, of 1,300.
And why are you looking for more farmers to join the class action?
In order to finance a class action like this, it has to be feasible, so there has to be enough claim value. What we could face is the situation where we win the case or we're doing really well, but there's not enough to keep going. That's part one. Part two is we want to make sure farmers join the class action and register so that they don't miss out. And that can happen in a whole number of different ways. There, out of those 1,300 farmers, 75 have said no. So that means that we've got 1,200 who are potentially in the case. Several hundred have already come forward and registered. It's a little bit over 300. So we just want those other ones. If you haven't come forward now. Give me a call. Come to our meetings in Warrnambool, Camperdown and Shepparton in May and see how you can take advantage of the free proposition where you don't have to pay anything.
So you mentioned free, they don't have to pay a thing.
No, it's completely free. Out of the end, obviously, if we win, the legal fees and a cut for the financier will come out of it. Usually these are around 25-30%, but the Supreme Court has to approve it. So the Supreme Court checks that it's all fair and reasonable what comes out of it and that enough goes back to farmers. They have full confidence that they'll be looked after.
And how do farmers know if they're eligible?
Well, as long as they were supplying Fonterra in the 2015-2016 year and they were supplying on the 5th of May and they suffered from the step down, they're eligible to register.
And you've already got to the point where the Supreme Court of Victoria has ordered the case will go to trial?
The Supreme Court has ordered that there be a mediation on 26th of August. So we want the farmers to get the benefit of the mediation if they've come forward. And if it doesn't settle, if Fonterra doesn't, shall I say, do the right thing, then it'll go to trial. And the court said on or after the 14th of November. So that's pretty soon. So we need to know who's in, who's out.
How confident are you that you could win a case like this? It must be difficult to prove what farmers have lost.
Look, the funder is putting in millions of dollars into this case in the hope that it'll win. And there's no way, and I'm only getting paid part of my fee, so there's no way any of us would do that unless we really thought it was going to win. We now have 55,000 documents from Fonterra that we fought tooth and nail to get from them. And we also have the witness statements of Matt Watt, Judith Swales, Mike Cronin and Mark Conway. And we've gone through those and we're feeling quite confident now. In court cases, there's always a winner and a loser, and everybody thinks they're going to win, but we feel in pretty good shape.
David Bernsteiner of law firm Adley Bernsteiner, which specialises in class actions. And if you're a farmer interested in learning more or participating in the class action, there'll be information sessions in Warrnambool and Camperdown on the 16th of May and in Shepparton on the 20th of May. I'll put that information on Country Today's Facebook page. You can also go to www.fonterraclassaction.com.au.